The following program is intended for mature audiences.
It's Sunday night, it's 9:02, you are listening to WRAR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. And of course, because it is Sunday night, at this time it is time for Can't Stop the Music. I am P. Swan, with a big shout out for DJ Carlito for yet another fabulous episode of If Music Could Talk. He's waving some piece of electronics at me. It seems like everybody's sick this week or this month or this year. And so we're going to, do a little health and medical feature here at Can't Stop the Music. And we've got some things to worry about. Although I know that all of our problems are solved now that the stimulus package is going to be signed into law. And we've got outsider royalty this week, and that's going to be the nation of North Korea. The official sounds of the nation of North Korea is found in their capital city metro system. Figured, what is more outsider than a cardinal point in the axis of evil that has isolated itself entirely? So we've got all kinds of treats. If you have something nice to say, you can give me a call in the studio at 804-649-9737. You can check up my post on the website and WRIR.org. Thank you to those who are being patient with us as we address some transmitter issues. And I know our reach is not as far, but the stream should be up and running, and you can join me there. And we'll be putting up a podcast, I hope, this week. So with no more further ado, we're going to have a selection of from Arthur Q. Bryan off of a vintage mid-century Childs record, some Happy Habits.
There's a saying that goes, all work and no play makes John a dull boy. Or was it Eva? To live without play is a very strange way for a girl or a boy or a beaver. There's a beaver with a boogie-woogie beat, a little beaver busy night and day. Oh, he's working with his tail and his feet, so a beaver has no time to play. There's a beaver with a boogie-woogie beat, and his wivum is a steady swam. Oh, he doesn't mind the cold or the heat. That's the way a beaver builds a dam. Someday he'll be sorry when the dam they dedicate. He'll have a nervous breakdown from beating out that boogie beat early and late. Eager beaver with the boogie-woogie beat. Life is meager when you work that way. Here's a motto that you should repeat. When to work, when to play each day. Now here's a fellow with a future. Or has he? And if he has, what will it amount to if he's falling to pieces? His bones ache, and he has hardening of the arteries. Ulcers from working and worrying so hard. But children, you just got to learn to relax. Work when you work and play when you play should be your motto. But this beaver stretched things too far, and where did it get him? Right in the hospital with a nervous breakdown. Why, he couldn't even be at the dedication of the dam he built. He had a lame back, a wenched wrist, a charley horse, a dislocated well, it was dislocated. But he did have a radio in his room, and he heard the broadcast all right. They had arranged for him to say a few words to the crowds who applauded and whistled. No, he didn't say, "I am proud to be here." Nor did he wildly and ferociously tell all the growing beavers to work eagerly and be successful. He simply said, "Eager beaver, with the boogie-woogie beat, life is meager when you work that way. Here's a motto that you should repeat. When to work, when to play each day."
Now here's something to think about. Something very important about your health. Your mouth is a house where your teeth all live, and they deserve the very best care that you can give. 'Cause if you don't, there isn't any doubt, it won't be fun when one by one your teeth will all move out. So brush your teeth, please do it. Brush them night and day. The very best care will keep them there, and they'll never, never move away. They'll never, never move away. They'll be healthy and happy today. Did you ever think about how important it is to be neat? Be neat from your head to your feet, from your toe to your hair, so you can go anywhere. Be neat, be neat, no matter how you're dressed. Do you always look your best? Do you have a bathroom problem in your house? It's a very busy place, isn't it? Where everyone in the family has to brush their teeth, wash their hands, take a bath and comb their hair, shave or take a shower so the family must share. Don't stay in too long or everyone will shout when someone is waiting. Finish quickly and come out. And here's a funny thought. When you've had a bath, be sure to scrub a dub dub. A ring belongs around your finger, not around the tub.
If you want to stay happy, then tell your feet to watch for the lights when they cross the street. If you want to stay happy, then tell your feet to watch for the lights when they cross the street. Then mother and dad, we'll be proud of you. If you want to stay healthy, do what I say. Please brush your teeth about twice a day. If you want to stay healthy, do what I say. Please brush your teeth about twice a day. Then mother and dad will be proud of you.
If you want to be happy,
if
you wanna be happy.
Don't be a fool.
Don't be a fool.
Learn all you can.
Learn all you can.
When you're in school.
When you're in school. If you wanna be happy, don't be a fool. Learn all you can when you're in school. Then mother and dad will be proud of you.
If you wanna be healthy,
if you wanna be healthy,
and strong and tall,
and strong and tall,
then eat your food,
then eat your food,
and eat it all,
and eat it all. If you wanna be healthy and strong and tall, then eat your food and eat it all. Then mother and dad will be proud of you.
If you wanna be healthy,
if you wanna be healthy,
do the thing that's right,
do the thing that's right,
go straight to sleep,
go straight to sleep,
when you said good night,
when you said good night.
If you wanna be healthy, do the thing that's right, go straight to sleep when you said good night.
Then mother and dad will be proud of you.
This woman has to be gotten to a hospital.
A hospital? What is it?
It's a big building with patients, but that's not important right now.
There is much you can say about medicine today. We've made great strides in drugs and surgery. But there's still one disease that we can't treat with ease. To say you can is perjury.
Hemorrhoids, often itching, always burn. Hemorrhoids, hemorrhoids, give you that look of concern. Hemorrhoids, hemorrhoids, if you think your life is void, you should have a hemorrhoid, a hemorrhoid.
We use creams and oils and such, but they just don't help us much. And sis baths give relief for just a while. So we switch to Medicone and a shot of Yellowstone, but still can't sit and still can't smile.
Hemorrhoids, often itching, always burn. Hemorrhoids, hemorrhoids, give you that look of concern. Hemorrhoids, hemorrhoids, if you think your life is void, you should have a hemorrhoid, a hemorrhoid.
Now a man ain't no good, and he can't act like he should, if his seat of learning is so burning hot. If he's cautious when he walks, and frowning when he talks, then you can bet, here's what he's got.
Hemorrhoids, often itching, always burn. Hemorrhoids, hemorrhoids, give you that look of concern. Hemorrhoids, hemorrhoids, if you think your life is void, you should have a hemorrhoid, a hemorrhoid. You should have a hemorrhoid, a hemorrhoid.
Beginning to look a lot like syphilis. Diagnostically, the Mazzini test came out plus. There is suspicious pus. A Shankler sore is there, that's plain to see. It's beginning to look a lot like syphilis. Yes, that's how it seems. Take a look in the dark field lens, and you'll soon begin to sense that is trapped on me.
but it's true anyway that it must be social disease. It would be sweet to blame some toilet seat, but it's passed more from he's on to she's. It's true, if you are bad, then you may get it too.
It's beginning to look a lot like syphilis. Indications say that the treatment should start today, and we must not delay, or the gummers will be on their way. It's beginning to look a lot like syphilis. Penicillin's due, so just follow my regimen. Let 6 months pass by and then you'll be good as new. In 6 months you'll be good as new without a
school.
I'm not going to school.
you're not going to school.
Just what I said, I'm not going to school.
And why not?
Because I'm sick, that's why I got sick.
You're sick, all right. What's wrong with you now, Prince Charming?
I got an earache.
Earache, my eye. How would you like a butt ache? Now get your little fanny out of that bed and clean up this room. It looks like a pigsty. You hear me? All right, that's enough. That's enough. You push me far enough, young man. You're getting punished. Now stand up.
No.
I said stick. Oh.
I let go of my hair, man.
Now, young man, I have talked to you and talked to you and talked to you till I'm blue in the face and I'm done talking to you.
Good. Does that mean you're done spitting on me, too?
Shut up. I'm not done talking to you. Now turn around and bend over.
Oh, what are you going to do, you pervert?
Shut up, I haven't even touched it yet. I want you to know this is going to hurt you a lot more than it's going to hurt me.
Oh, wow, that didn't even hurt.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, wow, what are you trying to do, tickle me?
Tickle you? Yeah, I'll tickle you. Ow! Oh, hey, tickle, huh? I'm a man, tickle. Come on, lock it up, honey.
No more, no more, no more.
All right, now you gonna do what I tell you?
Yeah.
You gonna talk back to me?
Yeah.
What?
I mean, no.
All right. Now you get your clothes on and get your little butt ready for school. Right now, do you understand?
Yeah.
All right.
Pneumonia Blues, take one.
Whoa, you know I'm making all over now, baby. You know I believe I got a pneumonia this time. Whoa, you know I'm making all over now, baby. You know I believe I got a pneumonia this time. You know my head hurting so bad, till I'm almost to go blind. Whoa, you know I went home last night, head hurting so bad I couldn't hardly see. Yes, I went home last night, head hurting so bad I couldn't hardly see. You know I sent a guy to ask me and he wasn't no good. No man but a beast he'd help for me. I'm making all over. You know, I believe I got a pneumonia this time. Aching all over now, baby. You know, I believe I got a pneumonia this time. You know, my head hurting so bad, till I'm almost to go blind.
Oh, yeah. So are you feeling woozy now? That was our health and happiness set. Just want to make sure. Okay. Carl's got all his gear. He's done a great job. We smell minty fresh in here now that we've sanitized everything and trying to prevent widespread disease and quarantine and all that kind of stuff. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music. That was our health and happiness set. We started out with, I'm sure you recognize the voice of Elmer Fudd, Arthur Q. Bryan with Happy Habits, and that's side four from a multi-record set for children, and you'll probably be hearing more of that in the future. From the Peter Pan Orchestra, some hygiene songs there for good habit songs, and from Airplane, a little clip, The Singing Doctors with information about hemorrhoids, The Foreskins with It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Syphilis, Bruno Musa with What's Wrong With You, a little Cheech and Chong reenacted by two young people, and Lightnin' Hopkins with Pneumonia Blues from something, some compilation. It is 9:25. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music, and I am P. Swan. WRAR thanks founding underwriter Exile, an independent, locally owned business serving Richmond's creative community for over 22 years. Exile turns the trash culture of yesterday into the class culture of tomorrow by featuring unique gifts, clothes, jewelry, accessories, and housewares, both old and new, Manic Panic and Special Effects Hair Color. Exile is located at 935 West Gray Street. More information is available at 804-358-3348. So, you know, there's been lots of things being done to try to get everybody to just calm down and stop worrying, but I just can't let it go. And, you know, I want to worry about germs. I want to worry about the economy, and I'm still worrying about the nuclear holocaust from last week. So this is this week's version of Mindful of Worry. And as the emergency broadcast outlet of the city of Richmond, it seems like an appropriate kind of set to have. And I think I'm going to work it through my system and stop tormenting my audience. But enjoy. We're starting out with Ron Barba with You Had a Bad Year.
"2008 was a terrible year for the global economy.
It was the worst year any American has seen who's under 70 years old.
Where is the money you had yesterday?
It's rough out there.
Somebody named Madoff took it away.
Move back with your parents.
There used to be Fannie, Freddie, and Lehman. We almost lost Ford, Chrysler, and GM until that bailout saved the rest. The mortgage is due again and you're late. But don't worry about it, 'cause there's millions like you now in every state.
The housing bubble that is now bursting.
You watch as the Dow sank like the Titanic, and everyone's debts become gigantic, and 20% unemployment rate. Because you had a bad year, you lost a big stack. What was a filet mignon is now a Big Mac. Your 401k, you dropped like a stone, and now you want Obama to throw you a bone. You had a bad year, your statements don't lie. You should have said so, but instead you said bye. You had a bad year. You had a bad year.
He has no idea how bad it is out there. He has no idea. My people have been in this game for 25 years, and they are losing their jobs, and these firms are going to go out of business, and he's nuts. They're nuts. They know nothing.
Now you need a bailout from Obama. You may have to move back with your mama. George Bush, thanks for a job well done.
It's rough out there.
Because you had a bad year. You lost a fat stack. What was a filet mignon is now a Big Mac. Your 401k, it dropped like a stone. And now you want Obama to throw you a bone. You had a bad year. She gave the ring back. Your brother turned queer, and now you're on crack. You had a bad year.
I have talked to the heads of almost every single one of these firms, and he has no idea what it's like out there. None!
John McCain, Sarah Palin, and O.J., we even had a pregnant man. Elliot Spitzer got caught with a whore. Wesley Snipes' old Uncle Sam, he's in the can.
Like every American I'm speaking with, we are ill.
Now what did you say for that rainy day? You say that you spent it the American way. Because you had a bad year, you lost a big stack. What was a filet on is now a Big Mac. Your 401k, you dropped like a stone. And now you want Obama to throw you a bone.
You had a bad year, she gave the ring back. Your brother turned queer and now you're on crack.
She had a bad year. You had a bad year.
It's rough out there. Move back to your parents.
Yeah, you had a bad year.
Sure did.
You got chapter 11.
That's
right. You can believe? Yes, we can.
Ooh, no, you can't.
Yes, we can.
No, you can't.
2009's gonna be much better. No worries.
So broke, I can't afford to pay attention.
Save for a rainy day.
What rainy day? It rains every day around here.
Bugs, got it.
Broke as ever can be.
And so, my fellow Americans, for the final time, good night. Good night. Good night. Good night.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
了，着火了。
Help!
救命！
Help!
救命！救命！
Call 119。
打119。
Call 110。
打110。
Call 120。
打120。
Get an ambulance.
叫救护车。
Get an ambulance.
叫救护车。叫救护车。
Watch out.
当心。
Watch out.
当心。当心。
Ouch.
哎呦。
Ouch.
哎呦。哎呦。
I'm bleeding.
我流血了。
I'm bleeding.
我流血了。我流血了。
It hurts.
好疼。
It hurts.
好疼。好疼。
Oh no.
糟了。
Oh no.
糟了。糟了。
Go away.
走开。
Go away.
走开。走开。
Get out of my way.
让开。
Get out of my way.
让开。让开。
Don't move.
别动。
Don't move.
别动。别动。
Quiet.
安静点儿。
Quiet.
安静点儿。安静点儿。
Shut up.
闭嘴。
Shut up.
闭嘴。闭嘴。
Listen to me.
听我说。
Listen to me.
听我说。听我说。
Hurry up.
快点。
Hurry up.
快点。快点。
Time's running out.
没时间了。
No time 了。
没时间了。没时间了。
What we all must learn to do.
You and you
and you and you.
Duck and cover.
Be sure and remember what Bert the Turtle just did, friends, because every one of us must remember to do the same thing. That's what this film is all about. Duck and cover. This is an official civil defense film produced in cooperation with the Federal Civil Defense Administration and in consultation with the Safety Commission of the National Education Association. Here they are on their way to school on a beautiful spring day. But no matter where they go or what they do, they always try to remember what to do if the atom bomb explodes right then. It's a bomb, duck and cover. Paul and Patty know what to do. Paul covered the back of his head so that he wouldn't be burned. And Patty covered herself with the coat she was carrying. They knew how to duck and cover. They acted right away when the flash came. If they had been at this doorway when the bomb flashed, Paul and Patty would have ducked and covered this way, like this girl. Heavy doorways are a good place to duck and cover. She will be safer, too. Here's Tony going to his Cub Scout meeting. Tony knows the bomb can explode any time of the year, day or night. He is ready for it. Duck and cover. Atta boy, Tony. That flash means act fast. Tony knows that it helps to get to any kind of cover. This wall was close by, so that's where he ducked and covered. Tony knew what to do. Notice how he keeps from moving or from getting up and running? He stays down until he is sure the danger is over. The man helping Tony is a civil defense worker. His job is to help protect us when there is danger of the atomic bomb. We must obey the civil defense worker. We must know how to duck and cover in a school bus or in any other bus or streetcar. Duck and cover. Don't wait. Duck away from the windows fast. The glass may break and fly through the air and cut you. Sundays, holidays, vacation time, We must be ready every day, all the time, to do the right thing if the atomic bomb explodes. Duck and cover. This family knows what to do, just as your own family should. They know that even a thin cloth helps protect them. Even a newspaper can save you from a bad burn.
Coming to an end, Lord Almighty. A loving mother, have you heard?
Have you heard about the world?
Coming to an end, Lord Almighty. And some will be running from door to door. My Lord, they won't have nowhere to go.
I tell you, have you heard?
Have you heard about the world? Coming to an end, Lord Almighty. And
brother, have you heard about his word? It's coming to an end, Lord Almighty. And brother, have you heard about his word? It's coming to an end, Almighty. And some will be running from door to door. They won't have nowhere to go. Brother, have you heard about his word? Coming to an end, Lord Almighty. And
tell me, have you heard about the world? Coming to an end, Lord Almighty. And tell me, have you heard about the world? Coming to an end. And mighty, and some will be running from door to door, and they won't have nowhere to go. Tell me, have you heard about the world coming to an end, Lord Almighty? And
tell me, have you heard about the world, Lord, coming to an end? Yes, Almighty. Tell me, have you heard about the world, Lord, coming to an end, Lord Almighty? And some will be running from door to door, they won't have nowhere to go. Tell me, have you heard about this world coming to an end, Lord Almighty?
And loving deacon, have you heard about the world coming to an end, Lord Almighty? And loving deacon, have you heard about the world coming to an end, Lord Almighty? And some will be running from door to door, and Lord, they won't have nowhere to go. Tell me, have you heard about the world coming to an end, Lord Almighty?
Brother, sister, have you heard about the world coming to an end, Lord Almighty? Brothers and sisters, have you heard about the world coming to an end, Lord Almighty? And some will be running from door to door, my Lord, they won't have nowhere to go. Tell me, have you heard about the world coming to an end, Lord Almighty? A loving pastor, have you heard about the world coming to an end, Lord Almighty? And a loving, have you heard about the world coming to an end, Lord Almighty? And some will be running from door to door, my Lord, they won't have nowhere to go. Tell me, have you heard about the world coming to an end, good Lord Almighty?
Whether it's a man-made or natural disaster, God is calling Christians to be on the alert, as we read in Matthew 25. Are you on the alert? In all that life brings, we are to lead others by replacing fear with faith, destruction with hope, and confusion with the clear gospel. ChristianEmergencyNetwork.org and its thousands of ministry and church partners advise the Christian community on current national disaster concerns. Stay in touch. Be on the alert by signing up to receive occasional flash emails from ChristianEmergencyNetwork.org.
It's not that easy. It's just 10 seconds to the end of the world. Where's my girl? And all the debris falls at my feet on your street. You know, I thought I saw a star shooting out of the sky. It's not that easy. No, 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 it's not that easy. It's not that easy. No, it's not that easy. So it's just 10 seconds to the end of the world. Where's it good? You know, I thought I saw a star shooting out of the sky. Must have been mad. No, it's not that easy. No, it's not that easy. No, it's not that easy. It's not that easy. It's not that easy. It's not that easy. It's not that easy.
At last, a do-it-yourself fallout shelter from
Survival.
A shelter that will adequately protect you and your family from the devastating effects of
nuclear fallout and falling debris.
A Survival shelter is engineered and designed for simple assembly, takes just a weekend's time, and is civil defense approved.
Survival basement type shelters are FHA approved. No money down, up to 5 years to pay.
Learn how easy it is to assemble a Survival do-it-yourself fallout shelter today.
The time is now. Protect your family against atomic attack and deadly nuclear fallout. See a Survival shelter today.
Down the road, everybody yelling, hurry up, hurry up. But I'm waiting for you. I must go slow. I must not think bad thoughts. When is this world coming to? Both sides are right, but both sides murder. I give up. Why can't they? I must not think bad thoughts. I must not think. Uncivilized wars,
conflagrations leap out
of every poor furnace.
The food cooks poorly,
and everyone goes hungry.
From then on, it's dog eat
doggy, funny body dog. I can't go down there. I can't understand it. I'm an Oakland coward, an American too.
A North American, that is.
I must not take bad thoughts. aeroplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Turn world, serve its own needs. Dummy, serve your own needs. Beat it up an ox, beat grunt. No strength. The ladder starts to clatter with fear. Fight down. High choir and a fire representing seven games in a government for hire and a combat site. Left to us are coming in a hurry with the Furies breathing down your neck. Team, my team, reporters, Babble, Trump, Jared Croft. Look at that. Slash and burn, return, listen to yourself, churn. Lock it in, uniform and book, burning blood, letting every motive escalate. Automotive, centering, light a candle, light a motor, step down, step down. Watch your heel crush, crush, uh-oh, this means no fear. Cavalier, renegade, steer clear, tournament, a tournament, a tournament of lies. Offer me solutions, offer me alternatives, and I decline.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world.
May be ending as we know it, but I think that we've got a bright future. That is a whole lot of mindful of worry, a lot of apocalyptic concerns. Ending up there, of course, how could we resist with REM, End of the World, and before that, Medeski, Martin, and Wood with End of the World Party. We started out with Ron Barba with You Had a Bad Year. You Think You Had a Bad Year. Corey Harris with Fire Go Come, the third year with Emergencies. A little sampling there from everybody's favorite Duck and Cover from the Alphabetic Four. Have you heard about the world coming to an end? A little public service announcement there about being ready to lead with faith when something goes wrong. From Whiskey Town, we had 10 seconds till the end of the world. And as I played a little bit last week, another selection from Survive All Fallout Shelters advertising. I like the fact that these guys are going to sell you a fallout shelter for the impending disaster, but they're willing to finance it over 5 years. And I'm trying to figure out what kind of information is embedded in that financing structure, but I'll leave it to your imagination. And then we also had X with, I must not think bad thoughts. It is 10:03. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music. I am P. Swan. I am here every Sunday night. All things being equal and all things going well from 9 to 11 with Can't Stop the Music. Here at WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio. I have my playlist up on the website at WRIR.org. We do have a user or a group on Facebook in which I transmit useful information, I hope. And we've got a phone here at the station, 804-649-9737. Well, there is one part of the world that is definitely coming to an end, and that is the hegemony of the record labels. And the next set has a couple of a little bit of offering along that topic. So we're going to start out with Gillian Welch's Meditation, Everything is Free, from The Revelator, which is just a beautiful record. And I paid for this song.
Everything is free now, that's what they say. Everything I ever done, gonna give it away. Someone hit the big score, they figured it out, that we're gonna do it anyway. Even if it doesn't pay, I can get a tip jar, gas up the car, try to make a little change down at the bar, or I can get a straight job, I've done it before, never mind it working hard, who I'm working for. Everything is free now, that's what they say. Everything I ever done, gotta give it away. Someone hit the big score, they figured it out, that we're gonna do it anyway, even if it doesn't pay. Everything is free now, that's what I said. No one's gotta listen to the words in my head. Someone hit the big score, and I figured it out. And I'm gonna do it anyway, even if it doesn't pay.
Major record labels, why are you trying to hurt us?
Big stuff in my face like,
don't steal our songs, Lars.
Well, Sony sells the burners out of burning CDRs.
So Warner,
EMI,
hear me clearly.
Universal Music,
update your circuitry.
There's two little kids downloading hit songs.
They think that makes sense when they know that it's wrong.
Hey, Mr. Record Man, the joke's on you. Running your label like it was 1992. Hey, Mr. Record Man, your system can't compete. It's the new artist model, file transfer.
The message is clear. You don't need $1 million to launch a career. If your style is unique and you practice what you preach, might have threatened Jello, but the things to teach. I've got G5 production, concept videos, touring with a laptop, rock and pack shows. The old school major deal, it makes no sense. Indentured servitude, the costs are too immense. The fingers in the dam, but the crack keeps on growing. Can't sell bottled water when it's freely flowing. Record sales slipping down 8%. Increased download sales, you can't prevent. Satellite radio and video games change the terrain, it will never be the same. Did you know in 10 years labels won't exist? Goodbye DVDs and compact discs.
Hey, Mr. Record Man, what's wrong with you? Still living off your catalog from 1982. Hey, Mr. Record Man, your system can't compete. It's the new artist model, file transfer.
Wanted a level playing field. You've overcharged us for music for years, and now we're just trying to find a fair balance. I hate to say it, but welcome to the future.
Download this song. Download this song. Download this song.
Oh, yeah. That was Patchy from the Incredible Bongo Band, recorded in 1973. That was not the first recording of that number, which was recorded about 10 years earlier, but it is the most famous one here in the United States, and it is often called hip-hop's national anthem because it is one of the most sampled songs in the universe, and some of you may know the version of it redone by the Sugar Hill Gang in the early 80s. Apache, Kemosabe, Jump On It. We started out with Gillian Welsh, Everything Is Free, and MC Lars with Download This Song, and I kind of think of that as the contemporary music industry version of Abbie Hoffman's Steal This Book. It is 10:18. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music. I am P. Swan here at WIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. Well, the fanfare signals only one thing, and that means it is time for Outsider Royalty here at Can't Stop the Music. This week's Outsider Royalty is the ultimate outsider nation, North Korea, and the music that's played in the metro system in its capital city. North Korea is one of the cardinal points in the axis of evil, a rogue state, and we may not have long to fear them if diplomacy works and the disarmament works, but we can still look at them as isolated, bitter, angry, and dangerous. There's a really interesting website called the Pyongyang Metro website, and it is not an official website, and I've got a link to it up on our website, our post here. And it is a gentleman who's been collecting information, including maps about the capital city, metro system in North Korea. He has some reasons to believe that it may actually be a missile silo, and so he's working on defense issues. But along the way has also posted some selections of what one might hear in the North Korean metro system. And it's, of course, martial music, and I've got a selection here. Three of the selections are from the Korean People's Army Concert Troupe, and there is one cheery selection from the Pachinko Electronic Ensemble. That's the third and the four. Not to be too brutal, there's only 8.5 minutes of this. The second song is the national anthem. The first song is No Motherland Without You, which is a tribute to, it is Kim Jong-il's signature song, tune, and the lyrics, if you are fluent in Korean, I understand, list his superhuman powers. So, and maybe if things don't work with the stimulus package, we'll have much to learn from the North Koreans about eating bark. But shall we embark on this?
Thank you.
Are you saluting? Well, that concludes this week's episode of Can't Stop the Music's Outsider Royalty. We featured the martial music of North Korea. You know, in one of the things that got me interested in thinking about North Korea is I was working on a map project, and I was startled when I really got down to it on how small North Korea is. It's about the size of Pennsylvania. And you think about, you know, Iran's really giant. You know, Iraq's not that small. Russia is huge. We're huge. And but North Korea is really tiny in the world of, you know, bullies and those to be feared. And I, you know, it just, and their music is kind of didactic. We started out with the Korean People's Army Concert Troupe, No Motherland Without You. Also from them, the DPRK National Anthem. That is the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. The Panchanbo Electronic Ensemble performing Unification Rainbow, which is what, when there was an official visit to South Korea, the group performed, because obviously songs about the magical powers of the dictators in North Korea would not have gone over very well. And finally, we ended up with, again, the Korean People's Army Concert Troupe with the song of General Kim Il-sung, which is the great dictator who created North Korea as we envision it today. It is 10:31. I am P. Swan. I'll be here till 11 and then turning you over to the nimble hands of Mixtape. We're going to end the evening reaching into the grab bag. I've got a whole bunch of stuff, a little bit still in the Asian vein, you know, while I was thinking about closed doors and totalitarian regimes, and, you know, now that Albania has been open to the rest of the world and they're re-employing those bunkers that were everywhere, we have Burma left. And so from a project from Sublime Frequencies, which releases all kinds of crazy stuff sampled from countries where people don't usually get to hear things for themselves, we're going to start out with the Playboy group, Mr. Radio. Again, this is a selection from Burma. And after that, we've got Shang Shang Typhoon, one of Japan's super popular groups, doing a cover of Let It Be.
Okay, it's time for sayonara. Come on, Yankee, break my heart. There's nothing left for us to say now. Even the best friends cut apart. I walked into the nearest bar. I sat and looked towards the sea. I wandered drunken down the beach. The waves just whispered misery. She had a red scarf around her neck, her eyes are greener, he was black. A red scarf around her neck, her eyes are greener, he was black. Ooh, she gave me Mekong whiskey, she gave me Hong Kong flu. She gave me Mekong whiskey, put me on a breeze to get me. I got new papers in a bordello. Some lucky is my ID. My heart was pounding like a hammer. Da 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 da, I am free. She kissed me softly on the lips. She took my hand without a sound. It was a happy ever after. She had a red scarf around her neck, her eyes are greener, hair was black. Her red scarf around her neck, her eyes are greener, hair was black. Ooh, she gave me Mekong whiskey, she gave me Hong Kong flu. She gave me Mekong whiskey, put me on a breeze to get better. Ooh, she gave me Mekong whiskey, Hong Kong flu. Mekong whiskey, put me on a breeze to get better. Put me on a breeze to get better. Put me on a breeze to get better.
Song by the Pogues.
Siamese, I really think so. Eating
Siamese. I think I'm eating Siamese. I really think so. Eating Siamese. I think I'm eating Siamese. I really think so. Eating Siamese. I think I'm eating Siamese. I really think so.
Defender! That huge asteroid is headed towards Earth!
I'll handle this.
The Red Defender hurtles towards the asteroid!
You saved us! How?
I stopped the asteroid and reversed it back into space.
The moon! It's exploded!
Where did you throw that asteroid?
Away.
Saving the world isn't easy. Saving a life is. One pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Go to bloodsaves.com. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is probably the weirdest thing I've seen all year, though, and I know you've seen it, but maybe it didn't impact you the same way. I was watching television and saw a commercial for Cadillac, and I noticed that the background music was Led Zeppelin. At first I went, check that out. Cadillac's trying to appeal to young people. That's when I realized, no. I think Led Zeppelin just became old people music. That is hilarious. Grandpas are at home spinning oldies. Grandpa, what is that? It's Led Zeppelin, you little puss. Rock on. All the kids have is hip-hop and rap. Oh, yeah, Grandpa. Although it's funny to watch baby boomers get older, too, because you get hypocritical when you talk to young people. Remember, this is the generation that lived through the 60s and 70s. Now, they seem to have completely forgotten about that. Have you ever seen this conversation? All right, kids, don't do drugs. Don't sleep around. That's not proper. Just volunteer at church, get an education, vote, support your country. Yeah, like these were their priorities when they were 20 years old. Cut back to your average disco. Do we know each other? No? Let's get it on, baby. Ooh, what's this white powder? Woo! Mushroom pizza, cool. Couple decades later, don't do drugs. Don't do that. But I'm not hacking on them either, you know, frankly, I'm just jealous. You know why Generation X had angst? Because here's why. I was born in 1967. I couldn't wait to join the party. Puberty in 1980, schwing, yeah! Next day, AIDS.
Put your penis away, young man. That will kill you.
What? No, what about the...
Not for you, I'm afraid. Enjoy R.E.M. and U2.
Yeah, I'm looking for...
Not to make light of AIDS either, but man. Were you like me? Were you a little torqued when you found out we were never even supposed to get that disease? It started out as a monkey disease. It was passed on to us because... Well...
Someone got funky with a monkey, I guess. I don't...
Sounds weird to young people now, but back in the 70s, those boomers will tell you, that wasn't that far off the mark, actually. That was a good party. Hey, a monkey. What's your name, monkey? I'm tagging that red ass tonight.
Got a little banana for you, monkey.
I know, that's ridiculous. Whatever. And that's all I got for you tonight, everybody. Thanks for coming to Triple Day.
That's why I got this song. One of my legs is shorter than the other, and both of my feet's too long. Of course, not right along with them. I got no natural rhythm, but I go dancing every night, hoping one day I might get it right. I'm a dancing fool. I jump out of my seat, but I can't compete, cause I'm a dancing fool. Dancing fool. The disco folks all dressed up like this fit to kill. I walk on in and see them there, gonna give them all a thrill. When they see me coming, they all steps aside. He has a fit while I commit my social suicide. I'm a dancing fool. Dancing fool. I'm a dancing fool. Dancing fool. The beat goes on and I'm so wrong. The beat goes on and I'm so wrong. Wrong, but I'm a dancing fool. I may be totally wrong, but I'm a dancing fool.
Yowza, yowza, yowza. I got it all together now with my very own disco clothes. Hey, my shirt's half open to show you my chain and the spoon for up my nose. I am really something, that's what you'd probably say. So smoke your little smoke, drink your little drink, while I dance the night away. I'm a dancing fool. I may be totally wrong, but I'm a... I may be totally wrong, but I'm a... I may be totally wrong, but I'm a fool, yeah.
Hey, darling, can I buy you a couple of drinks? Looking for Mr. Goodbar? Here he is.
Wait a minute, I've got it. You're an Italian.
Huh?
You're Jewish?
Oh, love your nails. You must be a Libra. Your place or mine?
Yes.
Some set their hearts on a rocking chair, the better to sleep out the days. But I'm looking for a reason to kick and scream. I don't want to fade away. We think that the power is in our hands, 'cause we're holding the remote control. Pile up the load and what have you got? Bittersweet, nothing at all. Some set their hearts on a rocking chair, the better to sleep out the days. But I'm looking for a reason to kick and scream. I don't want to fade away. Fade away. A mighty long way from my own front door to the world we were going to make. We got bloodied and bruised for the old excuse that it's hard just staying awake. Some set their hearts on a rocking chair, the better to sleep out the days. But I'm looking for a reason to kick and scream. I don't want to fade away. Fade away. If you catch me falling gently into the night, shine up my shoes, 'cause I can't get used to the dying of the light. Some set their hearts on a rocking chair, the better to sleep out the days. But I'm looking for a reason to kick and scream. I don't want to fade away. Fade away.
Ending up there with Chumbawamba with Fade Away, I Don't Want to Fade Away. Before that, Frank Zappa with Dancin' Fool and David Crow with Old People Music, a little break there for a PSA. And then Tony Wolfe, Eating Siamese, Mary Lou Lord covering the Pogues' Sayonara, the Shang Shang Typhoon with their cover of Let It Be, and we started out from Burma, Playboy Group with Mr. Radio. It's 10:58. Those boys from Mixtape, Jack and Matt are here. They've got stuff queued up, and I'm going to make some room for them. I'm going to leave you with one more thing. All of us are trying to get over one kind of cold or another, but I say go to the doctor and go visit Dr. Kitch.
Qualified physician, and I don't want to give this injection. I am not a qualified physician, and I don't want to give this injection. Dorothy is begging for trouble. She insists I should give her this needle. But darling, one thing I want you know, don't blame me for where the needle go. I push it in,
She pulled it out, I push it back. She start to shout, Dr. Gage, it's terrible. I can't stand the size of your needle. She lay down in such a position, it was difficult to give this injection. She start holding on to the needle, making me so uncomfortable. I said, darling, can't you be steady? I'm going to have it done very shortly. She said, Dr. Kish, I am sorry, but the sight of the needle frightened me. I push it in, she pulled it out, I push it back. Start to shout, Dr. Kish, it's terrible. I can't stand the size of your needle. She still wouldn't lie down quietly, constantly moving her body. So I slap her in the face with vexation, and I went on giving the injection. She screamed, Doctor, stop, I can't stand the pain. I don't think you inside the right vein. I said, it's your own fault, you won't be told. The needle must be slipped in the wrong hole. I push it in, she pull it out, I push it back. She start to shout, Doctor Keys, it's terrible. I can't stand the size of your needle. I pull it from that hole and start again. I have the needle now in the right vein. The needle just gone in half an inch. The stupid young lady start to flinch. Suddenly she bawled, it is hurting. Doc, I can feel the penicillin going in. I said, you little fool, look what you do. You talk until the needle breaking you. I push it in, she pulled it out, I push it back. Start to shout, Dr. Keach, it's terrible. I can't stand the size of your needle.